Texte numéro 96. What I've learned from studying abroad. I'm 19 and I recently moved to Belgium for my first year of university, studying chemistry at the Catholic University Leuven. I thought my mediocre Dutch would give me a head start on other foreign students, but I had a mediocre first month or so. Lectures, social events and life in general seemed to pass by in a flash of quickly spoken dialect. I developed a stammer and my self-confidence took a hit. My problems with the language solved themselves out over time, but the transition was more difficult than I'd ever imagined. It's not just the language that took some getting used to. Local students here have had a very different experience of secondary education from the one I had in England. The Belgian students at my university had 32 hours of lessons during their last years of secondary schools. The measly 16 hours I had paled in comparison. A mandatory range of subjects, such as modern and classical languages, along with philosophy, are commonplace in Belgian secondary schools. The difference continues at university level. In my first year, I am going to sit a much wider range of subjects than my friends studying chemistry at English universities. Lessons that I didn't expect to see again or had never seen before have suddenly become part of my university life, for example, geology, philosophy, and a large physics module. I had to adjust to a new way of life, and I've grown to love the quirks of living in Belgium. They name their sports teams after coloured animals, a list which is seemingly endless, have a bizarre form of singing party called a cantus, and the beer is as strong as wine. Most students at my university, even second and third years, go home for the weekends and often come back laden with food prepared by their parents. While in England you properly fly the nest when you go off to university, here it is seen as a stepping stone to independence. One thing that helped me settle in has been sport. I'd taken part in sport for fun during my secondary education, but once at university in a foreign country, it became a great distraction. It's been one of the great stress relievers during my time studying away from home. Relocating to a new country is hard. There is no avoiding that fact. But the benefits for me have far outweighed the drawbacks. And a year abroad can be a great experience. There is so much that can be taken from the new culture, the new language, and the refreshing feeling of trying something completely new. Adapted from The Guardian, May 2014.